Welcome to Cub Chat Live. This is a weekly show for Cub Scout leaders, new Cub Scout families, and anyone looking to make youth serving programs in Scouting America, well, awesome. If you're listening to the audio version of today's show, be sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And if you're watching live with us today, please comment along in the live chat. Oh, and be sure to check out the audio version of the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Okay, here we go.
Happy Friday. It's time for Cub Chat Live. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Aaron, but the most important person on the show is the person sitting next to me. Nilesh, how are you doing, sir?
I'm very well, Aaron. Thank you.
Thank you. It is so good to see you. Nilesh is the Cub Scouting Commissioner. He's a volunteer. He does this stuff because he likes it. Shout out. I want to give two shout outs, Nilesh, right off the bat, please, before we get into it today. Shout out to Rusty from PAC 84 in New Philadelphia, Ohio, who was the first to comment. But I want to give an equal shout out to Live Love Scouting, who said their kids wanted to be the first person to comment. They missed it by just like a few minutes. PAC 19 in Auburn, California. The topic today, the personal safety adventures, and Live Love Scouting says, great timing for this topic. I'm currently putting together our PAC personal safety meeting plans. Thank you for commenting. Douglas from PAC 3310 in Akron, Ohio. Good to see you. What's up, Fred? Good to see you. Wendy, always good to see you. Thank you guys for joining us. Like we said, our topic today, personal safety, and maybe I could just catch everybody up real quick. For those of you who don't know, there are adventures that go across all of the Cub Scout ranks thanks to our updated Cub Scout Fun, Easy, Simple program that we do. And today's topic is personal safety. Nilesh, to get the conversation started, when we say personal safety, what does that mean?
Well, so, I mean, I think of this as our number one priority. And we're talking about the safety of both our scouts as well as our leaders, actually. And if you've been paying attention, Scouting America has made this a very, very visible topic on which you are regularly hearing updates and things like that. Personal safety in this context is about the safety of the cubs. And, you know, if we're not paying attention to safety of our cubs, you know, everything else is irrelevant, right? So this, for me, is a very special adventure because it really is fundamental to how we are stewards of our cubs and their development, but most importantly, keeping them safe while they're having fun and doing all the things we want them to do.
Absolutely, yes. Shout out to Alexander from Cub Scout PAC 220. Tamara says, hello, Aaron and Nilesh, my favorite day of the week and my favorite guys. Thank you, Tamara, appreciate that. And shout out also to Francie Lou Hu from PAC 34 in Edwardsville, Illinois. Okay, so personal safety, let's dive into it, Nilesh. What's the opening message and where do we want to start?
So let's talk firstly about how you can get this adventure done for your pack, which presumably is a multi-den pack. So if you go to the next slide, Brian, you know, this is the starting point for all the pack meeting planners that the National Cub Program Committee has been working so hard on, right? So this QR code would lead you to that site. Find this in the leader resources part of the Cub Scouting page. And when you get here, the next slide will show you at the bottom of this page is a list of pack meeting plans. And so we have, of course, put the six required adventures right on top. But as you will see below that, we now have an increasing number of elective adventures. And when we say pack meeting plans, we're very serious about that. We mean truly a full plan for the pack meeting so that you are not having to figure this out for yourself. Not to say that you wouldn't put your particular stamp on it or your particular approach to it, but if you didn't want to deviate from this, it has everything from soup to nuts of how to plan for the meeting all the way out to the finish of the meeting. So I just wanted to highlight these two places because I think they are critical resources for you if you are trying to build a plan for your pack meeting around these adventures.
Excellent. Shout out to Matt from PAC 205 in Monclova, Ohio. Scouter Craig says, hello, familiar faces. Hello, familiar commenters. We appreciate you joining. And what a nice comment from Alexander, who says he missed us last week, Neelesh. Isn't that nice? Thank you, Alexander. Appreciate that. We will try to do better. We'll be on almost every Friday this month, except for, of course, we'll take some time off during the holidays to be with our families, as I hope all of you do as well. Yeah, so you mentioned the website, Neelesh. Everything you need to plan your personal safety meetings are on there. One of the slides that you sent us showed the PAC meeting planner. Let's have Brian throw that up real quick, and maybe you could tell us what we're looking at here.
Yeah. So if you go into the PAC meeting, and I know this is impossible for you to read, and I don't intend for you to read it, but if you go into the PAC meeting planner, you know, it lays out the whole process of running the meeting, as I said, from soup to nuts. But you're going to want to plan for this meeting ahead of the meeting. And there's a very neat little meeting planner right in that PAC meeting planner. So this page allows you to plan for the meeting ahead of time. And if you can see the right-hand column, it shows it's a place where you can put assignments. So you can split up your meeting and assign parts of it to your leaders, to other parents, you know, into little, I think of them as joblets, right? Small joblets for them to help you with. And that just sort of spreads the load out. So this is a really cool little tool in all of the PAC meeting planners that you can use ahead of the meeting to plan.
Yeah, we've talked about that type of thing. We could actually do a whole show on this, Neelesh, and I think we have, about the concept of instead of just putting some single person in charge of everything, having a lot of people do little things. And this chart here, this PAC meeting planner, available at the resources you see right there, is a great sort of guide to do that. Of course, we encourage everyone to adapt it to the needs of your own personal PAC. All PACs are different sizes, different numbers of dens, different people. So use it as you see fit. Very, very good resource. All right, the personal safety adventures, Neelesh, there's one for every rank.
It is, yes.
Yeah, let's go through them real quick.
This is one of those adventures where not only does every rank need it, but you can run in a way that addresses the activities and the needed to actually finish the adventure. So the PAC meeting, as we have designed it, allows you to cover all six of these simultaneously, right? In a single meeting. That's if you want to do it that way. There are other ways to do it, and I'll talk about that as we move on. But these are the six adventures for each of the ranks that will be covered in this multi-rank PAC meeting, if that's what you're planning to run. Let's go to the next slide. I did want to talk a little bit about some keys to this adventure. So this adventure, as I said, is designed to help cubs keep themselves free. But it is really critical that we engage the parents and their their legal guardians to take an active part, because this is not an easy topic. And parts of it are pretty easy. They're pretty straightforward. They're about your physical safety. But there's a part of it that is about these cubs keeping themselves safe against behaviors that they should become aware of in a way that is age-specific. So I think the involvement of the parents or the legal guardians is really critical, certainly offline, meaning certainly at home, but preferably in the meeting itself. So it is important to prepare the parents on what to expect during the meeting, right? Because if they're uncomfortable about aspects of it, and you'll see the aspects in a moment, you can let them do those activities at home, as long as they find a way to tell you that they got done, right? Because it's a requirement of the adventure. So allow parents to do some of these activities at home if it makes them more comfortable. And the specific one I'm talking about is the gathering activity, which we'll talk about in a minute. And that gathering activity involves videos. There are two videos, one for the younger cubs and one for the older cubs. And the idea is for you to actually show the videos during the PAC meeting. However, if a parent is more comfortable doing that offline, you should make that allow that to happen. I think you should look at the videos. If you're not aware of them, I think they're really well done. very appropriately targeted from an age point of view. And our survey of over 7,000 parents and leaders resulted in over a 90% approval rating. The video has been prepared with the help of some world-leading experts and the Barbara Sinatra Children's Center Foundation. And I've looked at them, and it's very, very well done. So I think that from the point of view of getting the message across, these videos are terrific. If done in a group setting, and if led properly, I think it can lead to some good discussions as well during the PAC meeting.
Awesome. Michael says he appreciates the activity station section talking about the PAC planning guide. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate that. Shout out to PAC 650 and is it Rincon, Georgia? Longtime listener and super fan of Cub Chat Live. Probably a super fan of Nilesh. Not of me, I'm sure, but thank you for watching.
More likely, Tamara.
We appreciate that. Speaking of home, things you can do at home, there are some personal safety requirements that are meant to be completed at home. Is that right?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. So if you go to the next slide, there are two requirements, one for the bear rank and one for the Biblos rank. One is about the device policy, and honestly, I think this is not only a good requirement for finishing the adventure, but I think an opportunity for parents to talk to their kids about the device policy, right? There's some very, very important things we need to communicate to our young people about the pitfalls of some of the activities that can be done online, right? So we worry about that increasingly. And so this particular at-home requirement is very critical. And then for the Weeblos, this moves into the area of chemical hazards. And so this particular at-home activity is about understanding what's on a hazard label. As a veteran of the chemical industry, I'm delighted to see this here. I wish all adults and kids would make the effort to actually look at hazard labels so that you treat these materials with the respect that they deserve and keep yourself safe accordingly. So these two are at-home requirements, ideally done before you have the PAC meeting.
Yeah, boy, I feel like you're talking to me, Nilesh, about hazard labels. How often, I just think about how often I do work around the house. Do I really pay attention to those? I mean, not as often as I should, right? One of the great things about scouting is bringing things like this to the attention of families, I think.
Yeah, you're in the majority, unfortunately, because I think most people, when they buy something to use at home, they assume it's safe, which is not a bad assumption.
Sure.
But there are boundaries around it. And that's why hazard labels are so important for all of us to just take a peek at and be sure that we know the bounds under which we should use these materials.
Right.
So it's good to teach the cubs about this early, because it's a life skill, right? It's something they would carry forward, you know, as they get older.
Yep, for sure. You mentioned earlier, Nilesh, the videos that are designed to be used for as the gathering activity. There are two different videos. It's called the Protect Yourself Rules. One video for lions, tigers, wolves, and bears. And the other video, some of you folks might recognize the two people in that other video. There's our good friend Gina and our good friend Brian in that other video for Weeblos.
Actually, both videos have them.
Okay. Oh, they're in both videos. Good.
Yes, indeed.
Good. Glad we're still getting a use out of both of them. Very good. But talk about these videos a little bit, Nilesh. And you mentioned before, maybe a good idea for families to review them, parents to review them in advance, I think, right?
Yeah. I mean, it depends, right? If ideally, I think yes. As I looked at the videos, I thought, as a parent, my kids are in the 30s, but as a parent, I would have liked to have had that discussion at home. But we have structured this as a gathering activity in a PAC meeting. And so you can run this in a PAC meeting, but you would have to separate the dens so that the videos are offered to the right ranks, right? The right ages. The messages are very similar. And what I really liked about it is it's done in cartoon format. So immediately there's a connection, right? To what particularly the younger kids are used to in terms of TV shows and so on. It looks closer to that. And so it's not some adult teaching you about something which you might just kind of let flow right by you. You're now engaging with these cartoon characters who are age appropriate. So I think they're very well done. The video on the left is about 13 minutes. The video on the right is about 22 minutes long. And so you do need to take some time in your pack meeting and, you know, appropriately plan out the meeting so that you have time for this video to be shown.
Right. Yes. And definitely important to note, they are two different videos, age appropriate for the different age group. Joel says these videos are appropriate and would be great for all organizations to get out to children. I agree with you, Joel. It's important to note that even though our good friends Brian and Gina are involved in the videos, they didn't create the videos. These videos were created by experts, not me, not Nilesh, not Brian and Gina. These videos were created, written, and produced by experts in the field of this topic, and also communicating, right? Like, as you said, in a style to communicate to these young children, right?
Yeah, and Brian and Gina essentially do an introduction, but the video is actually done professionally by people who are knowledgeable, because these topics are not easy topics. And so they need to be broached in a way that will not only speak to that cub, but speak to that cub in a non-frightening way, right? So I thought that they were very well done.
Yep. Yep. Encourage, you know, certainly every parent could review the video before they watch it. And I think you said earlier, Nilesh, you know, if they do feel like they want to, they would rather watch the video at home with their children, that would be allowed, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. In fact, I would say even encouraged, if that makes it, you know, easier for them.
Right. Right. Cool. All right, let's talk about the den breakouts for the personal safety adventure, right, Nilesh, if we could.
So this, I think this is the beauty of these multi-rank pack meetings, is that you can attend to the requirements of every rank in the same meeting. So if you look at the next slide, and I've just kind of shown a snapshot of the page on which the den breakouts are present. So there are activities that are specific to a den, and so you do need to break them out so that those dens can do it. Alternatively, you could have the dens do these activities before the meeting, right? So if they're having their own den meetings, it'd be very easy for them to complete these requirements and come to the pack meeting for the rest. These are very specific to the ages and are not shared between the dens. So you have the option of breaking the dens out if you have a pack and you're all meeting at once and get these done before you get back together, or you can have them done ahead of time. So I'm just exemplifying four out of the six, but they're all specified in the pack meeting planner.
Yeah, one of the things I like about the structure of this whole thing, Nilesh, is that packs have the option to use these adventures as best suits their pack. And yeah, if they'd like to do some of these activities as dens and then come together and do some of them together, that's great. People might be looking at a den breakout in the middle of a pack meeting. Yeah, I mean, I think we all agree that it's hard to get a Cub Scout age kid to sit down still for 45 minutes to an hour. This is a good thing, I think, to have little breakouts where they can get up and move around and go do something
Absolutely.
Else. Watch a video over here, go sit down over here. So it really is structured, I think, in a perfect way to be used as a pack meeting, as a den meeting, or as a combination of the two, I think. Right, Nilesh?
Indeed. There is a comment I'm just seeing from Joel. Talks about this delicate balance to train your kids to be wary of strangers. And at this age, Joel is so right. At this age, you can frighten them from doing anything with strangers or frighten them about any interaction. The videos try to make this point that not everybody is to be frightened off, but there are certain boundaries. And I thought the video did a good job of laying out the boundaries. So no matter who it is, these are boundaries nobody should cross.
Right.
And if they are crossed, then that should be highlighted. So I just happened to note Joel's
thank you for,
you know, comment. And yeah. I think it's very appropriate.
I agree. And I want to thank Joel for that very thoughtful comment as well. I'm certainly not a child welfare expert or anything like that. But I do think that, he's right. Kids are raised to be nice and friendly and kind and courteous. But I think you're right. It's all about recognizing a boundary, right? And that's what the personal safety adventure is all about. Alexander says, let's go safety for all. I agree, Alexander. Scouter Craig says, delicate balance indeed. I agree. Thank you guys. Appreciate that. So we talked a little bit about a pack meeting and getting kids moving around and den breakouts. What about activity stations? What do we mean by activity stations, Nilesh?
Yeah, so let's pause for a second, right? Because this is a concept that we have increasingly used in these pack meeting planners. And the idea is that since you have this multi-rank pack that you're trying to satisfy their needs, you can do it by splitting up the meeting into stations where kids can rotate between stations when it's appropriate, or just stay in that one station because it helps them meet their requirements. And the other benefit, and I was going to call it a side benefit, but it's more than a side benefit. It's an opportunity for you to take a parent who's not a leader or one of your leaders and give them that station, right? It's a joblet. You can say to the parent, look, all I want you to do is run this station and do this one activity. Now, it just so happens that it meets the requirements of, 3, 4, 5, 6 ranks. And so when you set these stations up, you have the ability to keep it fun and sort of non-static, if you will, because as the cubs rotate through the stations and finish their requirements, they're also interacting with other kids. Because as you will see, some of these stations have a few ranks and others have other ranks. So these are two examples of the 4 activity stations we've designed for this particular pack meeting that allows you to actually finish the whole thing, right? So once the cubs have gone through these activity stations, they are done. The adventure is done. And you can basically start to bring the meeting to a close. Now, ideally, you've left some time in for these kids to have some fun. And so I just want to do a shout out to our link on fun and games that's also on the leader resource page, a whole list of games and resources that you can use. If you don't have some of your own, or just ideas for you to use, even if you've been using the same games over and over again. We are very, very focused on adding to that so that you can, have a variety for packs. So, essentially, once you've got them through the activity stations, time to chill, have some fun, and start to roll to a close.
Yes. And I want to just point out real quick, again, the idea of doing these adventures across ranks, it's a relatively recent idea with the latest version of the program updates. Just looking at these activity stations, you may not be able to read it on your screen, so I just wanted to go over it real quick. One of them is called the Buddy Game, where they learn about the buddy system, right? And they play a game called the Buddy Legged Race, which I think I know what that is, a fun active game in which you learn about the buddy system. There's a certain aspect of personal safety, right?
Very much.
And then alongside that, station 2 is a first aid kit station, how to make a personal first aid kit, another aspect of personal safety. So I think that's really cool how we're covering all these different aspects of personal safety, first aid, buddy system, safety around strangers and things like that, boundaries, all these things like that, really covering the whole gamut of personal safety within this one adventure, I think. Right, Nilesh?
Right. Without just making it a preachy a preachy moment. It's a very interactive set of activities at these stations. And most importantly, it's being done by kids of various ages. So you have the opportunity for them to interact with each other. For example, when you're talking about a safety kit, this is something different scouts, different ages will have different inputs. And so I think it just has the added benefit of working together as a team, even across the ages. And then once you're done, you have the ability to just award the belt loop right at that meeting, which has that satisfaction of, a job finished, brings it to a nice closure. And so you can use any of our presentations. We have a link for presentations as well if you are looking for something prescriptive. And you can close out the adventure. And, you know, it's one of the required adventures. So that's a momentous, you know, finish, so to speak.
Yeah, Tamara makes that point in the comments to award in their belt loops right there at the meeting so they can get that sense of immediate gratification and accomplishment. Maybe a real quick personal observation. I feel like the first aid kit station, a great opportunity to enlist the help of a den chief, maybe, right? An older scout who can come in and talk about first aid kits. They've done that kind of thing in Scouts BSA. I think we've done entire episodes about den chiefs before, but I remember even back in my day, Nilesh, when I was a Cub Scout leader, bringing in a den chief was one of the, I made some mistakes, but bringing in a den chief was not one of those mistakes. They loved our den chief back in the day. So anytime we can put them to use, seems like a first aid kit station might be a good use for that. Nilesh, we have just a few more minutes before we let you go. What else do we need to know about the personal safety adventures?
No, I think we've been pretty comprehensive in covering the nitty-gritty, right? So the details. But, I mean, I just want to go back to just reminding all of us how important safety is. And I think since we have a couple of minutes, I want to speak about also safety of our leaders, right? So many of our leaders, you know, come from backgrounds where safety was part of their work experience. I'm one of them. Came from a background with a very strong safety culture. And in Scouting America, we are trying to build that culture. You know, that culture is not something that should be seen as diminishing the experience that the kids, the scouts can have. It's about letting them have those experiences without having to worry about putting them in danger. The same thing is true for leaders. So I think personal safety just so happens, in my view, is something that we need to talk about across the board, certainly for the Cubs, and that's the context here, but for everybody in Scouts. And I think one of the people online said that, safety for all. Indeed, that right. is the message, right? So even in the process of teaching the Cub Scouts about some of these things, I think the leaders and the parents have an opportunity to learn as well if they haven't been exposed to a safety culture.
Right, right. Absolutely. Yeah. Michael says that they've had a troop come in and run activity stations. It frees up the parents so they can walk around with their kids. Very, very cool, Michael.
What a great idea.
Yep. We have some resources to share with you guys. Before we do that, Nilesh, let's maybe just address real quick a comment from DDTam722 asking about super small Cub Scout packs. There sounds like they're just getting started. What advice can you share, Nilesh, for a Cub Scout pack? Three Cub Scouts just getting started. What do you think?
Well, actually, in some ways, it's even easier, right? Because now, even if you are, you know, just getting started, there's a lot to get done. But with a small pack, you can get some of that stuff done actually even faster because you're not trying to put a whole pack through the activity. What it also means is all these multi-rank adventures are even more appropriate. Right, because you can't operate in dens. You got to do it for everybody. The difficulty, of course, is in the elective adventures. The elective adventures have activities that are different for different ranks, and so I think if you've just got three cubs in your pack, I think some of the cubs will learn things that are ahead of their age, and kids are remarkably resilient in that regard. And I think you know they'll get ahead of their time. And nothing wrong with that, right? And hopefully your recruiting works and you go from 3 to 30 in a short period of time.
The Cub Scout motto is do your best. And that's all we ever ask of anybody. Any of our leaders, just simply do the best that you can. We've got one more slide to show and it's a slide of resources. Let's have Brian throw that up. Yeah, Nilesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think the first link is really important for all of you who are leaders. It's the leader resource page, right? So you know, this is where we are increasingly putting everything you're going to want in terms of resources, right? I think you know by now, we're walking away from printed stuff. We want to put everything here at your fingertips. And so that is the first link there. And then the multi-rank den guide. There's a multi-rank den guide that is very cool. Has been prepared by one of our volunteers. And you can look at that. It'll show you where for the activities, where there's uniformity across the dens and where there's uniqueness. And so I think that's a really cool place to go look ahead of time when you're prepping for a adventure. And then the rest are Facebook groups. You know, this is where all your buddies are. So go join them if you're not already part of that, those Facebook groups.
Yes, a nice support network right there for everybody. Alexander says, thank you, guys. We appreciate you. See you next Friday. Thank you, Alexander. We appreciate you tuning in. Nilesh, excellent show today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you to all of us for watching at home. We appreciate you. Enjoy your weekend. Stay warm. We'll see you next time. So long, everybody. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure to catch next week's episode, same time, same place. And let us know how we're doing at go.scoutingmagazine.org/ratecubchat. We love feedback and ideas for new episodes. And you can visit blog.scoutingmagazine.org/cubchatlive for all our past episodes. You can see us live, except it's recorded, but it was live. Okay, see you next week.